That wraps up our agenda, unless I'm missing anything, Mr. Secretary. I'll give you the final word, but, you know, this is my last meeting, so, you know, the thing of a drunk man's words or a sober man's thoughts, well, I'm not drunk, unfortunately, so I can't really give you both barrels on what I really think, so I'm just going to tell you, you know, the one thing, the most of us aren't going to get the opportunity to see our headstones. And so, but you can see your legacy, and part of our legacy that I would challenge people that own land or encourage the commission and the department is to have the game, fish, and parks plant more trees. You know, over the last 5 years, we've averaged about 58,000 trees on private land, about 23,000 on public land, and that lasts forever. It's out there. They're going to outlive, just to plant a tree today, it's going to outlive just about everybody in this room. And, you know, we can't go back and plant one 30 years ago because that time machine doesn't exist for us. But I would just say to the department and to the rest of the commission, find ways to really encourage people to plant more trees. You know, I've got a little tiny postage stamp piece of land, and the first thing I did was plant 1,000 trees on it. I plan on planting another 1,000 this next summer. I mean, shows you how good I am at timing. I plant 1,000 trees in the worst drought in the last 30 years. So, but you know, I'm optimistic, and I'm going to plant more, and I would encourage you guys to do the same. And to, you know, I think right now we have our Woody Habitats program is 75-25. Even find a way that maybe we even lower that. If that's a barrier to some folks, let's get more trees in the ground to help you know, our habitat and to do what we can there. So it's been an honor to work with the staff over the last 6 years. My friends and fellow commissioners, have been an honor to serve with you. And I'm very proud of the work that you do. So thank you very much.
Well, I want to say thank you, Mr. Chairman, on behalf of the entire department. Thank you for the 7 years of public service, of sitting on this board, sitting on this committee here, and making some tough decisions at times and navigating through things for what's best of the state of South Dakota, its residents, and its visitors. So just want to thank you. Hats off to you, sir. And we surely appreciate all the efforts and dedication towards the game, fish, and parks. You definitely left this agency a better place. We're going to continue working on those things you highlighted and those things you're passionate about. You know, every pond, fish on kind of concepts, making sure we get youth into the outdoors, planting trees. You and I think very, very similar on that effort as well. And I'm so happy to hear you say that. And yes, it's been a pleasure to work with you, sir. And we greatly appreciate it. With that, we are in December, and December sometimes can be a cold month. And let's make it a fun month, though. We got some great pheasant hunting opportunities in front of us yet, all through December and into January. Pheasant numbers are looking really, really good. Urge hunters to get out there and walk through those cattail sloughs. Once the snow hits us here, sounds like, well, we had about 8 inches just over yesterday in Sioux Falls area, and we're going to get some more here next week. It'd be a great time to get out there and enjoy some pheasant hunting. Deer season, like Tom said, was a great success. I'm very, very happy to hear a lot of happy hunters in the field. People are seeing a lot of deer, a lot of fawns, I've been hearing. Recruitment looks good overall, but we'll have more information on that as time comes. But yes, and ice fishing, and my favorite time of year. Actually, I woke up this morning, my son, the first thing that came out of his mouth is, "Daddy, are we going ice fishing today?" And I says, "Not yet, buddy. We got to wait one more day." So very excited to just be in that time of year. The holidays are on the corner. Get outdoors with family and friends and enjoy the great opportunities we have here in South Dakota. And thank you to all the commissioners for being here the last couple of days. It's been a pleasure, and we will see you all in January.
With that, I will adjourn the meeting and offer you all safe travels.